Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
בוקר טוב. אוקיי, אני נמצאת בעצרת של נשים עושות שלום בשטח C.
Thank you. narrative with it. We're still comfortable. What happened in Liberia cannot happen here because we haven't really felt it. And then in the West Bank, the women were saying, we've done a lot for peace and we need to do a lot more, you know, to bring our sisters from the other side together. So at that time, the idea was that one group was saying we need peace, another group was saying, yes, peace is needed, but we really don't see it as anything in our future now. Fast forward, I'm here 8 years at the invitation, not of the Palestinian women, but of the Israeli women that now believe that it's time for them to step into this space. How could I not come? Because this is hope. This is not just hope for Israel, this is hope for Palestine, and this is hope for the world. That there's no conflict that is so intractable that cannot find an end. And I think people have been asking me, do you think they will succeed? I said they've already succeeded in that they're forcing a conversation about peace in Israel when the rhetoric is we cannot find partners for peace. They're forcing a conversation about partnership for peace when the women are coming from the other side and saying, we are partners with the Israeli women for peace. And I'm just here on a journey of accompaniment. My message to the political leadership on both sides is that militarism have taken these two countries nowhere in the last 50 years. It's time to stop the violence. It's time to go back to the table. It's time to negotiate an agreement that will benefit both sides, not an agreement that outweighs the values of the other side, an agreement that both sides will look at, their children will look at and say, this is something that will sustain the future of both countries. I think the first step is what is happening now, when there is a citizen movement that has started, and a citizen movement that will demand that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things happen. My place is not to tell them what to do. My place is to tell them, thank you just for starting on this side of the line when the pressure has always come from that other side. This is hope. For me, this is hope. So this is the first step, a citizen movement that is demanding a negotiated agreement that benefits both sides. This is hope.
اليوم يومكم اهلا وسهلا جنين احلى بلد في الدنيا جنين اهلا وسهلا خليل طول كريم وقلقيليا قلقيليا شفا عمر فستوطة تحيا فستوطة دير يسيف اهلا وسهلا اهلا وسهلا
for so long and there is no way we can find a peaceful agreement. It is a lie. Reject it and work for peace. I don't believe that our gathering will end the war today, but I believe that our gathering will make militarism an impossibility. And I do believe today, as we stand in this place that honors respect, equality, and justice, this space that everyone can come not needing a pass, this space that everyone can come and become equal, this space that represents hope and life for both Israeli and Palestinian people. I believe that the word from the women to the rest of the world is that we may not end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but what we're doing in this space today is telling the rest of the world that we're making it impossible for militarism to continue in this region. By coming out in our numbers today as Israeli and Palestinian women, we're saying to the rest of the world that we're making it impossible for anyone to take our young children and send them to war to kill each other.
I know that solution is much more simple, because this wish to live in peace is integrated. It's not something that we think, it's something that we are. It's something that we have. We're born with it. Every baby is born, knows how to be in peace with everything and everybody around. And we were taught, we, human race, was taught from a very young age that here it's not a playground, it's a battleground. But this we're born into a playground and we're being taught it's a battleground. And you can see every little thing. It can be a baby, it can be a kitten, it can be a little dog, it can be a kid of a goat. We are all born into a playground, but the humans have taught that it's a battleground. So all we have to do is to unlearn the battleground and return to the playground. That's all. We have to work about education. That's all. That's the only thing. And I was just telling somebody in the bus that when we will put our effort in education, in all, in the Israeli society, in the Palestinian society, the amount of money that it will cost us for this education, that oneness is better than separation, it will cost us less than one fighter plane. Less than one fighter plane.
طلع نبيها كان أنا هون عشان بدي أدعم كل خطوة بالطريق للسلام. بدي أدعم النساء اليهوديات بإنهن يوصلوا للموقف اللي بيقول أنا مسؤولي، أنا مسؤولي عن استمرار الوضع، لأني بقبل أبعت ابني وأبعت بنتي كمان مرة على الجيش، كمان مرة على حرب، وكمان مرة أصدق ولما بيكذبوا علي إنه الفلسطينية بدهنش سلام. أنا بدي أدعم كل امرأة يهودية بتوصل لهي القناعة وبتروح على بيتها بتقول أنا شفت اليوم إنه كمان الفلسطينية مثلي بدهن سلام، بس إحنا المحتلين، إحنا المحتلين، إحنا المسؤولين بالأول نطلع من أراضي فلسطين 67 ونوافق إنه يكون هناك دولة، ما يكونش مستوطنات يروحوا كلهن لهون، ونقعد ونحل كل باقي المشاكل، كان مشكلة اللاجئين، تعويضات، الأراضي، الحدود، المطارات، الميناء، التعاون، كلياته. أنا بدي أدعم النساء اليهوديات إن يوصلوا لهيك. I am ليلى نجار عموري from شفاعمر. It's a city, a Palestinian city in Israel. We are neighbors to Haifa, to Nazareth, to Akko.
I am Clemens Aboud from Shfamer. We came here today because we want peace. Stop it, stop it. We don't have children. We don't give birth for our children to die. We don't want our children to die. We want our children to get married. We want to see their children. And we, like, nobody get anything from this. Nobody. Nobody. Just war, war, killing here, killing there. My child is very, very a pressure for me, and that Jewish child is dear for his mom too. The same thing, we are moms, and mom feel the same. Children are children, no matter Jewish, Palestinian, Arabic, Druze, Muslim. It's no matter what, it's a human being. A human being shouldn't be killed all the time for nothing. Believe me, it's for nothing. Stop it. That's it. That's what we want. That's it. We can't live in poor, anything. If we don't have work or any clothes to wear, just stop the war. That's all what we need. That's it. That's it.
مساء الخير، مساء الورد. Peace be upon you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Wow! It was a big day. It is a big day, and it's going to be even bigger tomorrow because the real work starts tomorrow. I stand here as the proud Palestinian Regional Director of the Alliance for Middle East Peace, a network of more than 96 organizations with thousands working tirelessly to build trust, bring hope, and eventually secure justice, peace, and dignity to all.
קוראים לי גיא, ואני באתי לפה בגלל שאני רוצה שיהיה שלום בישראל.
I stand here with one of these organizations that took trust building work to the next level. Women Wage Peace. Women Wage Peace, massive inclusive political activism will shift the dynamics of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, I promise.
נשים עושות שלום זו תנועה שהיא תנועה פוליטית שמדברת על זה שאנחנו חייבות להבהיר למנהיגים שלנו שאין מצב יותר ששוכחים את זה שאפשר לדבר. מחפשים בכל הכוח ומתחילים לחשוב על הסכם. אנחנו נורא 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 טובים בחשיבה על איך לעשות את המלחמה הבאה יותר משוכללת, איך לפתח נשקים שיגנו עלינו יותר טוב, אבל אנחנו לא משקיעים כמעט כלום בלחשוב איך אנחנו מוצאים את הפרטנרים שלנו ואנחנו מתחילים לדבר. וכמו שיש קבינט של ביטחון, אין שום סיבה בעולם שלא יהיה קבינט של שלום. להתחיל לחשוב בצורה יצירתית גם בכיוון הזה.
I stand here with Women Wage Peace to say with a strong united voice of women in this region, enough is enough. enough to war, blood and humiliation, enough to discrimination and dismissal of the other, enough injustice and cruelty, enough to fear, hatred and walls. I stand here as a free woman, speaking to free women all over the world. Today is our day. It's time for peace, justice, and equality. It's time for security for all. It's time for mutual recognition of our rights to live as free people in the Holy Land. It's time for our hope to bring us together to build a future safe enough, just enough, and peaceful enough to make the next generation of Palestinians and Israelis reach their utmost potential as free human beings.
אנחנו נשים, אנחנו אימהות שיולדות, ואף אחת מאיתנו לא רוצה, לא תרצה שהבן שלה ילך להילחם. זה לא התקווה שלנו כשאנחנו יולדות את הילדים. ואנחנו צריכים למצוא את המשותף בינינו ולהתחיל לעשות להפעיל את הלחץ הזה, להוציא את כל עם ישראל להשפיע על המנהיגות שלנו. אנחנו לא אומרות איך, אנחנו יודעות שזה מסובך ליצור, לשבת ולדבר הסכם. הסכם עושים עם אויב, לא עם מישהו שקל לעבוד איתו. אבל אם נפעיל לחץ, אם נהיה המונות והמונים ונפעיל לחץ על המנהיגות שלנו, לא תהיה להם ברירה. הם יבינו שבשביל להיבחר הם צריכים להקשיב.
I am here also to tell you, yes, you have a partner. And this morning you saw that. So enough with that myth. You have a partner.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.